Access granted.
Subject: interview with Brian Flynn from Super 7. Body: on 3/11/2024, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, was tasked with the mission of interviewing the awesome Brian Flynn from Super 7 about G.I. Joe Ultimates, Reaction, O-Ring, and their recent JoeFest announcement. Here's what we could show you from that G14 classified recording.
Access granted.
Hello and welcome to The Full Force Redacted, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On the show today, we have our Super 7 correspondent in the field. I'm kidding, of course, but he is on the show a lot now. It's Brian Flynn to chat about Ultimates, Reaction Reveals, O-Ring, and of course, the very recent JoeFest announcement. Brian, thank you so much for spending the time to do this with me again. How are you doing, man?
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful weather out here. The crowd seems to be very excited. It's palpable the energy here, Christopher.
It's like the on the field.
In my mind, Kermit the Frog in the in the trench coat with the microphone.
Oh, this is Kermit the Frog. Yeah, you got it. That's amazing.
That was what I saw in my head, and instead you got old dude with pen because he doesn't even have a fake mouth.
That's brilliant. Yeah, you're a sideline reporter then in that case for Super
exactly.
7. Dude, it's been a while. How are you doing, first and foremost? Are you doing well?
I'm doing great. Just as I'm finishing lunch there. Had that same thing where it's like, okay.
Oh, we're going to speak to Chris in 5 seconds.
I have 9 minutes till this podcast. I'm going to get lunch in.
I appreciate the hustle.
You know, no, things are going good.
What did you have for lunch? This is what people want to know.
San Francisco's finest. I had Mission Chinese.
Oh, so lovely
stuff.
Do we want
to go on to digression yet?
Yeah, come on. Tangent. Breakdown.
All right, we're going to go on a tangent. Mission Chinese is on Mission Street, and it's a Chinese restaurant.
That makes a lot of sense. Yep.
Makes sense.
Yep, it's tracked so far.
Imagine your, I'm going to say this, and somebody's going to get mad at me, but imagine your inner city dingy Chinese restaurant, right?
Yes, I'm there in my head.
Okay. This kid grew up in his parents' Chinese restaurant.
Nice.
Went to culinary school, came back, and on the weekends, he started making his own versions of stuff.
Nice.
Long story short, that ended up taking over the whole restaurant and has a Michelin star, but they've never updated the restaurant.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And so you send people there and they're like, surely this is not it. And you're like, no, this is it. So what we get is we actually get three plates. And then you eat basically a third of each plate. You mix it all together.
Yeah.
And you have three people's worth of food out of it. So there is a thing called thrice-cooked rice with bacon. So it's this rice that's been cooked into almost like these little football-shaped ovals.
Amazing.
That are very soft and pliable. And that come with a really sweet bacon that comes by with them in a spicy sauce. Everything's spicy, so you have to like spicy.
Yeah, you have to let it, yeah.
So you have the thrice cooked rice with bacon.
Sounds yummy.
Then you have Kung Pao pastrami.
Wow.
And then these spicy Mongolian long beans. And you put a little bit of all of that together, and it is heaven on a plate.
That sounds amazing.
If you've got some friends and you decide to go in, you want to get crazier. He's got all sorts of other. He's got these dumplings, these fried dumplings that come in, you know, and they have this really hot red sauce that they're in, but then you dip them in tzatziki,
yeah,
and it cools off the whole thing.
Oh, I like it.
It's all this thing where it's like it's Chinese food, but it's not Chinese food like you're thinking it's Chinese food. It's bonkers.
It's like
it's just this little tiny hole in the wall around the corner.
That's amazing. I've actually spent some time in San Francisco, and I've eaten Chinese in San Francisco. I don't think it was the same place though. But
no, I've eaten Chinese in San Francisco. There's Chinese and then there's Mission Chinese.
I've got to try that.
Mission Chinese is its own beast.
I'll be there
in
about
foodie destinations of the city.
Yeah.
But it's also just a place where you can just get takeout for lunch.
That's amazing. There you go, guys. Full course. today. Not
full,
the
full course.
Full course.
So welcome to talking about G.I. Joe. Woo!
Speaking of yummy food, no, that doesn't. There's nothing to segue into, unfortunately.
There's a dangerous transition in there you don't want to make.
Yeah, I'm going to move away from the eating side of things. Because we're talking Ultimates first.
We're talking about exciting things.
Let's talk Ultimates first, bud. Because obviously it's been a while since we spoke. We were supposed to talk pretty soon after Joe Day, and unfortunately it just collapsed, and that's my fault. I'll take full responsibility for that one. But
so it was all Chris's fault.
All my fault. Now, you have some cheeky Ultimates still for pre-order as we speak, but that is coming to a close soon.
There is a brief amount of time remaining, but yes, they are up as we speak.
Do you know what's the official cutoff point for those? Is it this week?
I do not know, but somebody
does. One of the fans that actually pays attention will know what's going on, won't they?
Two of them will pay attention.
One of the two. Exactly. Right. So, okay. Well, Ultimates, we've got Deke. We've got the Baroness. We've got Lady J, and we've got Scarlet. Now, the Deke era, I was going to write, I had something written down, but when I read it back to myself, I was like, no, that sounds terrible because of obviously, you know, Deke being in there. But the Deke series, the Deke era, that is certainly one that isn't, it's not often ventured into with a lot of the licensor, like the people that are, you know, operating the license, should we say. So would you say...
You're getting further down the line and, you know...
But it's a good thing.
People have strong opinions on it.
This is what I'm saying, though. I'm quite, like, I'm here for the deep cuts, as you're fully aware. But, like, how... Was it important for you to, as a company, to at least get to Deke and to do something in that kind of sandpit a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about this before. There's something really interesting in G.I. Joe, which is it is probably the only vintage line you can say from the 80s that has multiple notable female characters that the fandom accepts as an A-level character.
Yeah.
Like in Star Wars, you have Princess Leia, and then there's no one else. Mon Mothma's somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really exist. And in most 80s franchises, there are none.
Yeah.
Or they are, they're very, very... Yeah.
I can think of two...
characters.
Masters
of the Universe, you get
Teela,
but even Teela's
a sorcerer.
A side character or source. Yeah, exactly. Sorceress,
yeah.
She-Ra comes in later. That's sort of a different beast.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't get a whole lot of it. And then when you talk about G.I. Joe, I mean...
Oh, Evil-Lyn as well. So let's get Evil-Lyn in there as well. Sorry. But you're right.
Yeah, but, you know, is she A-level? Is she up there with Skeletor and He-Man?
No.
Not at all. None of them are. Where Baroness, you can easily argue, is right up there.
She's
with
there.
Cobra Commander and Destro.
She's right there with Cobra Commander, let's see.
Yeah. And she's across from Action Force, which she appreciates.
She's right there. Yeah, totally.
Have we talked about the origins?
We have. That was on... Tangent.
No,
here
no,
we go,
no,
guys.
No. Let's stay on topic. I already went on Mission Chinese, so we're going to stay on topic. So, and then when you can get into, like, you know, with Joe's, it becomes more about, you know, there's so many of them. Which ones are your favorite?
Yes.
But both... Scarlet is an A-level character, 100%. For sure. And
Lady J
comes in a little bit later on, but she's still sort of A/B, but right in that. So you've got multiple female characters that also exist. And when you start talking about them, there's a lot of interesting things that happen with them globally. You've already seen us do it a little bit when we did...
Rednock Baroness.
Rednock and everything. So, you know... They get, you know, it's like I keep wanting to make Quarrel. You never keep getting to Quarrel, but one day. But when we were talking about, hey, how do we put something together for Joe Day? Like Joe Day is coming up. Let's do something here. There's no big marketing initiative around it. There's no big. It's an anniversary year, or it's, you know,
right.
It's Destro's birthday, or, you know, it's none of those things. It's not the 40th. It's not the 35th. It's not of this series or this movie or this cartoon. And there was no bigger sort of G.I. Joe marketing moment that's happened. Like there's not a film coming out or these characters right. aren't put, you know. And we were just talking about all the different things where, like, once again, what do you not have? What's never been made, you know, or reinterpreted again?
Right.
And we started off with Scarlet was the first one.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some retooling that happens to that we have to do, making some new parts for her. It's not just straight recolor to make her.
Interesting. What parts, yeah. what parts are we talking about on her?
Like the belts and some of the other stuff are different.
Nice.
And everything. So there's some different parts that we have to do. And then we're like, it looks really cool.
Oh, the deco is amazing, isn't it? Very bright.
The deco's, yeah. And then you start to go, well, if you've got her.
That, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do you pair with? And we're like, well, then you start talking about Lady J, and then you start talking about the Baroness is the other obvious, you know, the obvious one. And I like the idea, whether it was overt to some people or not, I like the idea as of at least tweaking that super, you know, G.I. Joe's super masculine, but here's all these ladies.
Right.
And it was like, why don't we just do a group? Because we can, if we went D.I.C., or Deke. I always like to say DIC just to
avoid. Sure, yeah. You don't want to get clipped
any
up.
Potential things about saying
don't get clipped up.
DIC with a bunch of ladies. You know, it's bad. You know, we could have a whole, there's a whole little self-contained group. So for Joe Day, let's make it an all ladies wave.
Yeah,
it's not even like a full wave. It's more like it's, you know, like we do,
yeah,
recolor.
I see it as like a bonus, like a special edition, yeah, sort of kind of thing. Yeah.
And it sort of became, it just kind of fell together, was like, oh, this hangs together really well as a group. Conceptually, there's a good idea.
Yeah.
It is definitely something that you're probably not going to get on your shelf otherwise.
True.
And then for lack of a better description, they're just visually striking figures.
Mm.
You know, like I said, not to harp on Scarlet too much, but the Scarlet, especially for me, is just like that.
Yeah, the deco is lovely, isn't it?
I think the color is so crazy.
The Baroness, I definitely think she excels in the homage accessories department, because obviously, yeah, she comes with like the little Cobra Commander as a snake. She comes with the Operation Dragonfire blooming like skull friggin'.
Cow skull thing.
It's,
yeah.
That was kind of a fun reveal that you guys, the teaser beforehand, and I think everyone straight away recognized what you were dealing with right there. It was like, okay.
They were dealing with, and they're like, but why?
But how is this going to be a thing? Yeah, that was kind of fun.
And that was the thing. And we wanted to make sure, you know, when you start going down that road, it's like, it can't just be a recolor. We can't just make her blue.
Right.
Like, we've got to make the accessories and the parts of the storyline to make the whole character come to life. So they're actually, while everybody's like, oh, it's just another recolor, it's like, well, it's not actually just another recolor. There's a whole lot of new parts,
yeah,
here, there, everywhere mixed through here. But it just was a really cool grouping to sort of put together.
Yeah.
I thought, and I, like I said, we never said anything, but I like the idea too of like, you can, in G.I. Joe, you can do a wave that's all female characters and no one even has to notice.
Right, totally.
Like, people were more like, oh, they're recolors, or why isn't this, you know.
Yeah, no one was saying anything about.
But
yeah,
no,
yeah,
one was going, oh, wait, hold on.
Where are the dudes?
Where are the dudes?
Right.
No one said that.
Right.
And so I think that that's a really fun and interesting thing. And I wanted to see if that was going to be true. I didn't think people would, and they didn't. But I think it's important, and everybody, you know, you hear a lot, especially in mainstream media, about like, oh, people are making all this and they got to make it all about girls all the time. And it's like, no, the girls are here. You, yep, don't seem to care unless somebody points it out.
Right. Totally.
And then all of a sudden it's this big hullabaloo, and it's, yeah, like, no, they're always here.
Yep. They live here as well. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I'm pretty sure they're 50% of the population. Yeah. Just me.
Yep.
No, no, check the math.
Yeah, I will actually. No, I won't. Yeah, it's a very good point. And it does lead me into something else, actually, and this is more about the DIC aspect of it. We're talking here that this is like a nice little bonus thing. You guys did it as like a little kind of collective sort of like combination sort of kind of deal. But is there a likelihood that you'll kind of come back to Deke in the Ultimates at some point in the future? Is that still on? Is that on the cards? Is that on the table?
Definitely. There's a lot of cool stuff in Deke that hasn't really, or DIC,
Zorana. Come back. Zorana. Zorana is a really good one.
Snakes. Just snake men.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. There's lots.
There's a lot of stuff in there that hasn't been done. And there's some stuff that has that, you know, can be expanded upon. So yeah. I would say that obviously we've done a little bit here, but that we're well aware of the depths to which we could go within the DIC world.
Oh, that's a great answer. That is a really good political answer. I like it.
I can't tell you any more now.
You've been practicing.
Like, boy, there's a lot of people in that movie that I don't have figures of, or I could have different figures of.
There you go. I'm excited for them already. Right, as well,
but
as
always, but you're like, I like G.I. Joe, so I'm excited for them.
Yeah, no matter what's coming, I'm always excited to see what's going to happen. Now, like I said, we said before that the pre-order is going to be coming to a close very soon. I'm going to try and get this edited pretty fast. Okay. But you know, if it fails, then we'll just say for now, try, you know, go and get your pre-orders in. You've still got a bit of time.
Please try
maybe.
And get your pre-orders in at super7.com, because there's where you can get the bonus pack that has the extra weapons and accessories.
Exactly.
If not, you know, hey, no harm, no foul. You can always stop by Big Bad Toy Store, Entertainment Earth, or Diamond Comics to pick them up.
Ooh.
Assuming that they've ordered extra inventory. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. That's their whole world. But I can't say whether or not they'll have them or for how long, because generally these days they don't buy a whole lot of extras. So you may be SOL. So don't be SOL. Be a VIP and come on over to SUPER7.
Be SIL, which would be in luck, right?
I couldn't think of anything that fast off the top of my head. The closest I got was I didn't want to say you don't be SOL and be an SOB, because that wouldn't be nice.
That would have been good.
So I had to go with VIP. That was the first thing that came to mind.
I like it. I'll link in the description as well. So there you go. I've made it easy for everybody on that one. Right now, Ultimates. We'll stick with Ultimates for a little bit, because I just want to talk about any updates on any of the previous waves and the shipping and where they are in that kind of vicinity. Because I know wave 3 shipped. That's shipped and in people's hands now, which is great. That was Scarlet, Trooper, Storm Shadow, and Doc, I believe. So that's check. That seemed to go down well. Brilliant.
Yeah. People seem to be happy with that one.
So next up is wave 4. It's wave 4. It is wave 4. You're right, isn't it?
I think where the naming convention technically gets all screwed up now with our current systems is technically they say the next one to come out. So they'll say something like, oh, this San Diego Comic-Con one is wave 4.
Right.
Well, it's not really a wave. It was a drop.
So the San Diego Bat is wave 1. Wave 1 is wave 2.
Well, we didn't have that, but now it's like it's sort of this automatic numbering process where it says, oh, hey, the next time you make a release group, it's part of this. Yeah. And sometimes it's like, well, that's not really part of the pre-order way. Right. You know, it becomes nomenclature. So they get all screwy. So I think
The next wave, should we just say?
The next wave. One of the waves we just launched on something where people were like, it may have been the G.I. Joe one where they're like, it's wave 5. And it's like, no, they're messed up. It should be wave 4, but they clearly have a typo. And it's like, no, actually, it's because DIC gets counted as a wave. And
oh, right. Okay. I see.
Well, even though it's not typically, you know, it's not part of the grand structure.
Yeah.
Know?
They're like little extra bonuses, aren't they? Yeah. I see them as extra bonuses.
Even though it's an extra bonus, the system that we have right now then says, no, that's a next wave because that's technically the next release.
Got you. Well, I think there's two waves that I'm aware of at the moment. We've got Zartan, Gung-Ho, Stalker, Baroness. Oh, yeah, then it's Blood, Crimson Guard, Roadblock, Covergirl.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So those two waves, what are we talking about?
Wave four
about?
Is very close.
Yeah.
Wave four left the factory at the beginning of February 24 and is scheduled to ship customers late March 24. So in the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
Being G.I. Joe.
Brilliant.
Wave four.
That's phenomenal. And then, cool. I'm not even going to bother asking about the next one because that's all you need to know for now. There you go. That's your updates on Ultimates. Lovely stuff. Next up, I want to sneak into reaction because you guys did a really fun and cool and something that you just don't see much anymore, and that is a reveal in a magazine somehow.
I know. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Toy Collector
Shout
Magazine.
Shout out to Blake Wright and Toy Collector Magazine. He's doing the Lord's work out there.
Hell yeah.
Doing the hard work of putting together a magazine, physically printing it, getting it out there. Blake's a great guy. If you're not a subscriber, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Get in there.
You should get in there. Support it. That's how these things happen.
And it's just, I mean, I'm definitely in that era where magazines were the best. Like, it was so cool. Whether it was computer games or, Warhammer painting like White Dwarf or something like that. Or if it was just, you know, just I was obsessed with magazines. And so, like, the combination, which I didn't really see until later years, of toys and magazines was just the best. Like, yeah. So we missed out on, like, Toy Fair. And I'd probably say Wizard as well, like the comics kind of magazine as well. We kind of missed out on
that. Yeah, those were definitely kind of geared towards slightly younger collectors.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
I remember when the first magazines came out. So summer of 91 is when I started collecting toys. And I think AFN had two issues out.
Nice.
By that summer.
Yeah.
So Action Figure News and Toy Review came out either late 90 or early 91. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly which. And I remember buying issue 1 and 2 at the same time.
Nice.
So the best part about it was at that time they had a price guide in the center. And for Star Wars toys, the most expensive Star Wars figure you could buy was Anakin Skywalker at $25. He was worth $25.
Damn.
Where most everything else was 2 or 3 and some of the other stuff. And it's like, that was the information available to us in late 90, early 91. Yeah. By 93, everybody knew that, no, you know, Han Solo Carbonite, Luke Stormtrooper, Yak Face,
yeah, and other stuff.
And that the Emperor was really not that rare.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it took a couple years
to catch
for that
up.
Information
yeah.
in the pre-internet world to trickle down.
It's amazing,
isn't
it?
And to sort itself out. It took years to sort of sort that stuff out.
I mean, I would get Computer and Video Games Magazine, CNVG it was called, and they would have like the next console that was being, you know, worked on, and you'd read about it, but it'd already be out. Like, it's already out, and you're kind of like, oh, okay, cool. So there was definitely that kind of delay with magazines that you just, I mean, no one, they, you don't really experience that nowadays. Like, if you miss something, it's by the worst a day. It's, you're not missing it by months and months, are you? Like with a magazine.
6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
The other one that was back in that day is there was a magazine called Toy Shop.
Oh, nice.
And it was an oversized magazine, and there was newsprint printed every month. And one color, black ink. The covers usually had a second color, but basically the whole insides was just newsprint, oversized newsprint ads. Yeah. And this was how all the really higher-end, old-school toy dealers did business.
Damn.
So they would photograph all their stuff, lay out an ad, and put in an ad of what was available from them that month.
Was it one of those real pixelated black and white pictures of everything, though? And as
no,
well?
No, they were taking photographs and then sending them to the magazine saying, this is what's in my ad.
Oh, and then they, oh, right.
And they did it all. Like car ads in a newspaper, almost.
Damn. I thought it was going to be that really, you know, when you see the, like the kind of ads. And
that's so crazy. That was, so like you got to a certain level as a toy collector and all of a sudden it was like, oh, you really need to be buying Toy Shop when it comes out every month. Well, then it was like you'd see a friends or another, a dealer, all the shop dealers had them.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, I'm going to be a subscriber. And that was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you got first was like, then you found out who the real ballers were, because the real ballers had a FedEx subscription.
Ooh, now we're talking. That,
and you're talking about in the mid 90s. So a FedEx subscription for Toy Fair was like, at that time, you were paying $20, $25 in FedEx fee on top of the $5 at top to buy the magazine.
Damn.
So you could have it before other people to,
yeah,
to buy
stuff. Yeah, to buy things. Damn.
So the equivalent, though, is that you're still out there at that point. I'm trying to put it into context. It would be the equivalent of having to spend about $75 a month now. Just for the option to be able to buy and collect.
Could you imagine?
Because there was
no
internet.
Could you imagine the collector now forking out that amount of money as a premium on top of
the effort you would have to put into to get the things for your collection, the pre-internet, was crazy. So we've gone way off.
Oh, yeah, Toy Collector Magazine.
But we're talking about how amazing it was to have all these pieces of printed material where you could read and learn and see toys.
Yeah, and see things for the first time.
To Toy Collector Magazine.
Yeah, and that's like, again, congratulations on that being the space where that's revealed and it wasn't leaked anywhere. Now, it
wasn't leaked anywhere.
What I will say is that we've been talking for ages on these shows, and the last, I think, three interviews we've done, I think there's been that kind of Tiger Force character floating in the distance.
In the ether?
And that you were talking about. And lo and behold, it's Sabretooth. That's brilliant. I'm so glad you're delving into that aspect. And I'm actually really happy to be able to talk about it now, finally.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're delving into that kind of unreleased kind of like, you know, vicinity, shall we say? Because I mean, even Sabretooth is a name that never made it out in the G.I. Joe. Like, we got Wreckage, but we never got Sabretooth. So that's really cool.
Well, it's also one of those two where, you know, we're putting it out going like, is this going to be where people go like, oh, or are they like, what is this?
This is probably the second one.
You know, like, why would you do that to Firefly? I don't get it. And it's like, no, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but the same thing. It's like, oh man, this should have come out. Like, come on, we got to do this.
Love it. I love it. So that's
the same thing when we did the Red Jackal.
Yes.
We went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on retooling his chest so you could make the emblem sit better.
Right.
And then it was like, no, you
it's
can't.
It's got to be just like the original, hasn't it?
It's got to be just like the real one. It's like, you can't. You just paint over it and act like it's not there.
Obviously, you can't say, but I am definitely looking forward to the possibility of seeing that done again, but in a different format, shall we say, as well. in some sort of O-ring fashion. Who knows? But,
well, you know, to be honest, though, I wouldn't remake Red Jackal and O-ring because you can get one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You can already get it. I'm not going to reproduce rare figures in O-ring. I am not going to do. I will do the things you don't have.
Okay,
like, just you can go get a Red Jackal. I want to be very clear. We are not going down that road.
No, that's good. That's good to know. And also, this guy here, he's only 5-point of articulation in reality.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's an option.
Maybe he deserves an O-ring. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe Kraken could get in the mix. We'll see.
And his net, it's going to be great.
I want the trident that looks like they're like suction cups. That's what I want. That's definitely what I want.
So for me, it's in that line though. It's Mouton.
Oh goodness me!
Helmet,
that's what I'm talking about.
The visor that comes down.
Hell yes!
The little thing.
The rain.
It's so cool. You know, you look at it and you're like, clearly they're just using the diving suit.
Yeah,
and
sticking a couple of things on top of it. Yeah, yeah, totally.
But it's like, it's so badass.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah. So okay, that's great. That's great to know, and a good distinction. You're sticking solely not to reissue at all, but to
we will not reissue anything that's already out. There's no reason for us to do it.
Love
we're going to do new things only.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, and I think it's gonna the other thing you got to really see on that is the fact that there's so much untapped potential still. I mean, you guys must have like line plans up the wazoo.
Well, there's here's the 700 million things we could make. Now it's the arguments. It's like
yeah,
the,
like
the match to who survives. That's yeah. really what it comes to.
No, that's great. So yeah, Red Jackal in the reaction line. That's brilliant. I kind of like that Red Jackal has got like a little bit of a Super 7 kind of, you know, fan club going on at the moment. The fact that he's had an Ultimates figure, now he's got a reaction figure. I love that. That's really awesome.
Wait, it's Destro, but better. Come on.
Hell
he's
yeah.
got a skull and crossbones on his chest.
That's...
He's still got the chrome head. The chrome head was the cool part, right? It wasn't the collar. You weren't trying to look at like that. Oh, he's got it zipped up into his belly. He's going disco dancing. That wasn't like what you were there for. You were there for the chrome head and the
hell yeah.
So now I've added a skull and crossbones to it with red. Now he's red, black, and chrome. Like
perfect.
He's almost like a Dodge Hellcat just as a toy.
No, I love it. And obviously any Palutoy influence, anything that comes through in the homage and the Palutoy, yeah, I'm here all day for it, for obvious reasons.
Right.
And of course, a snow serpent as well in the mix. A Sunbow snow serpent. Again, very perfect to the kind of the cartoon and all that kind of stuff. So again, you know, sticking very close to that. And that's, again, what reaction has kind of come to be. It's been very good for the kind of Sunbow animation. Now there's three figures there, Brian, but there's obviously, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but the, you know, you get the occasional leak every now and again, don't you? Not like personal issues. I'm talking about, you know, the company.
Well, so we've got both is what we're talking about.
So tell us about, on a tangent, tell us about the leaks that you have on a personal level. No, don't do that. But yeah. Oh, those leaks are fine. So I'm assuming there's more in that particular wave, or are you spreading it out a little bit with reaction?
There is a fourth figure that's a Target exclusive.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that's the four figures for that wave.
Brilliant. Okay, that's great to know. So with leaks, we should expect another wave soon then. Yeah?
You mean hiding in the Target computer? What have we got in there?
So with reaction obviously going forward, you've mentioned in the past that obviously you're still going to be doing reaction, but obviously with this particular wave that we've got on Toy Collector Magazine, and then the extra figure that you mentioned, Are we going to get it again soon? I mean, what's the plan here with reaction and O-ring and all that kind of stuff?
You know, we're working on both concurrently. There's going to be some fun stuff at Joe Fest, and
good segue.
You know, huh?
Good segue. We can get into Joe Fest, the announcement in a second.
Yeah. You know, we're going to still keep doing reaction. It's just not going to be on peg at Target.
It'll
definitely a much more of a collector mindset. So at Target, where you see reaction currently, that'll fade out and then become O-ring.
Okay.
But that's not 100%. Like, there may come back and be some moments where we do some other exclusive stuff with them or whatever. But we've also got a couple other partners that really want to do some reaction figures. So it's just not going to be exactly how it's been, but we're going to keep doing reaction in O-ring.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Reaction in G.I. Joe.
Got it.
And then with the O-ring launch coming out September, October.
Are you excited? Are you excited for people to see it all?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Do this.
Okay, good. Show us everything. No, I'm kidding. That's it must be quite exciting, and obviously it's been a bit of a journey with O-ring, hasn't it, for you guys? Like, that was something you wanted to do from day one, wasn't it?
It was something we wanted to do from day one, but that's not to be dismissive of what we have done with reaction. I think that's the important distinction. I mean, I think we tracked it between when it gets all said and done. I think we're at 92 releases of reaction figures.
Hot damn.
So it's not like it's a small collection. And it's, you know, and for the people that have come along on the ride, I think it's really exciting. And there's a lot of new characters and different styling than you wouldn't have got. So I'm really happy with it. And obviously we're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
But I do know that for your tried and true G.I. Joe vintage guy, it's almost worse that it's reaction than not happening at all, because it's so close to what I want, but not quite what I want, that sure. I can't quite stand it.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, but again, from your personal perspective, you must be excited to kind of get this out and have fans see it and all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, it's like, what are they going to make? And it's like, not going to tell you. You know, I have to wait and see.
Now, you did mention a second ago Joe Fest, and that is a big announcement. You guys, that's the first time you've done that convention. And you also, in another interview I heard, you were talking about like a special, like, what do you call it? Like a special.
I talk to other people I that
know,
aren't you.
I'm just getting jealous again. You know how I am. And I heard in that interview you were talking, I think it was Pixel Dan actually, shout out to Pixel Dan. You mentioned Was it Phweebs? Was it Veebs? I can't remember if it was Veebs or Pixel Dan you spoke to. But you were talking about Joe Fest.
I've been speaking to Veebs a little bit more often. P. Danny's an elusive guy. You know, you can't catch him when you can.
Shout out to both of them then. But in whatever interview it was, you mentioned obviously Joe Fest and you guys were going to be going there and there was going to be some like surprises. And you said that you were, you know, you might talk to the fans a little bit about the Mass Device. And
I did not say that. Somebody said something and they asked something and I said, yeah, it could be anything. And I just mentioned that Mass Device. Right. And then, of course, everybody's like,
blew up. He's doing the Mass Device.
Like, that's an example.
Right. Okay. I just want to make that distinction. I want to make it clear that that was just a turn of phrase that just came to mind as an example. Yes. Okay.
Because it's one of the greatest plot lines ever.
It's amazing. And
get the heavy water.
So can we confirm then that that isn't the special surprise, or can you confirm that?
I'm not making a Mass Device for Joe Fest.
There you go.
Please do not come.
There you go.
If you're looking for that, if you're looking to hang out, talk to us, buy stuff, meet the world of G.I. Joe, hang out with Chris, everything, or Christopher.
Either's fine, but I don't know if I'm going to be there yet. But
what's wrong with you? Your leg's broken?
Yeah, a little. I'm secure to this chair.
I got a job, I got to do work.
I'm connected as an O-ring to this chair down it. No, we want to go, definitely. We want to try and make it. So that's definitely going to be a aim, for sure.
You know, and obviously I've never been to Joe Fest, and I'm making a grand projection. But I remember when we would go to PowerCon, especially when it was not in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And it was this small group of people that were just singularly focused into one property that they love.
Right.
And they all knew each other to a great degree. It was so much fun because there's not room in those rooms, if you will, for egos. There's no room for any of it. Totally. There's no room for divisiveness. It's like, we're all here to talk about this thing that we love.
Yeah.
And we're all into it. So let's just hang out and talk about it. Absolutely. And be excited for each other. And I'm really hoping Joe Fest has that same energy. I believe that it does. And if so, though, not to downplay other conventions, but those conventions are super fun for that reason.
Right.
Like it's, you know, like I mean, San Diego, I love San Diego and I love going. And there's so many people that I see only once a year, you know, and I've been seeing them for 20 years.
But it must be exhausting.
But it's there's a lot. There's a lot of infrastructure. There's a lot. I mean, we bring so many people.
Yeah.
We're there 5 days before the event starts. And there's people 5 days afterwards still dealing with, like,
it's a logistical nightmare.
It's a beast. But it's an amazing beast, but it's a beast.
Yeah.
What this is sort of like, hey, like, we're all just hanging out. We're all in the same, like, we go from downstairs to upstairs to our room. So everybody's just eating in the hotel lobby, hanging out, shooting the breeze.
And that's what I loved about Joe Cons back in the day. And definitely the Joe Fests I've been to, well, the earlier ones, they were pretty big. Like, but again, you're right. There's that feeling of definitely everyone's there and everyone's like fans of the same thing. And it's, you're right. It's definitely more intimate, I would say, than your San Diego kind of situation, or your New York Comic Con and stuff like that. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like having a, it's a bad analogy, but it's like having a school reunion, right?
Totally.
Oh, I haven't 100%. Seen you forever. How do you doing? People you like, yeah. Not people you don't like.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I, well, okay. You've sold it. I'm there. I'll see you there at whenever it opens. Which I don't, what are the dates?
I can't remember, but I, the funny part is I, you know, it opens on the Friday night, I think. All I know is that we don't have a whole lot of time between, okay, set up and we're open. Because the day before is another convention, like, you know, the International Dentist Retreat or something. Classic. So like the room that we're in is sort of like, no, you show up that day and set your stuff up.
Damn.
That's it. It's okay. I hope you're ready.
It's the 21st of June to the 23rd of June.
There you go.
The there 21st, you go. 21st to the 23rd, Augusta, Georgia, at, yes, Joe Fest. There's more information that I've missed there, but yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know for now. Go check out their Facebook page. Go check out their Facebook page or all of their socials to get all that information. I'll have some links in the description as well. I'll be ahead of the game on that one. So dude, so like in terms of like special, you do have something though to, are you going to be revealing?
Yeah, we have a couple small things out, okay, there for, you know, we're you know, for anybody ahead of time, there will not be any O-rings for sale.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I don't want to get anybody, you know, yeah, we're not there. Up. They don't, yeah, even come out till September or October. We're not going to have some crazy thing where you're like, what was that? You know, it's not going to be that thing.
That's cool. But maybe some, the other lines that you produce, you might have something, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
So guys, just to clarify one more time, let's calm the mass device
of some sort.
Let's calm the mass device chat down though. And yeah,
it will not be mass device and it will not be O-ring, but we will have something else that's exclusive to the show, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. We should be there showing, you know, we should be there showing off all the O-ring prototypes is my hope.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So we should have stuff for everybody to see.
That's exciting.
There's a whole host of other things that we're working on. So
do you have a big setup as well? Is it going to be a big booth?
Huh?
Is it going to be a big booth?
Yeah. Remember, there is no such thing as a booth in a convention of this kind. There are tables.
Five tables.
We're blocking out some space and we're trying to work out some logistics on the casework.
Yeah.
Because people are like, cases. We don't have cases. Like, yeah, where can we buy a case? Where can we get some cases? You know, so there's some of that we're sorting out, but yeah, we will have a big area. We're going to bring a bunch of stuff that we have. We're going to bring a bunch of apparel and different things.
Nice.
And, myself, I'll be there.
Oh, brilliant.
Michael Gullen will be there.
Yeah.
Who's our head designer on most everything, Joe.
That's fantastic.
Andras from The Warehouse. Andras has been with us forever and a day, and he's awesome. Amazing. And he's coming down because he is a G.I. Joe absolute fanatic.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so he's just like, I run The Warehouse. I ship, make sure all your orders get shipped out. I'm going to Joe Fest because I collect G.I. Joe.
That's great. That's great.
So Andras will be there, and then running sort of the retail sort of registry store side of it will be Brent Dinsdale and I believe Arion from the San Diego store. So one guy from San Francisco, one guy from San Diego will be there as well. So there'll be five of us.
Nice.
Plus maybe one more just setup. But
funsies, just for funsies.
Yeah, so we're gonna be down there, and the whole point is to talk about G.I. Joe.
Nah, that's so cool. All right, we'll definitely try and work that out, and then we'll get to meet face to face for finally.
That'd exactly, I can see that chair you're attached to.
It's like I can stand up.
It has wheels, right?
I'm just gonna prove it.
Oh, you can stand up.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I just moved the chair up. Amazing stuff. Brian, mate, thank you so much for chatting with me again, dude. I always appreciate this, and I always really enjoy our fun little jaunts through G.I. Joe with
somebody is suffering through this and then going like, I didn't get any of the information I wanted, but all I heard about was Toy Fair magazine and the Mission Chinese. So good.
I'm so trying that next time I'm out there.
It's like 400 degrees, but it's so flavorful you don't care.
That sounds great. Right, awesome. Well, dude, thank you very much as always. Really appreciate this. And like I said, links in the description for everything. We've got Ultimates pre-orders, hopefully, if I can get this out in time. We've got we've got Reaction coming very soon, I guess. Do we know actually very when soon. They're when, yeah, okay, we're talking month.
I think they go on shelf in either May or June.
Amazing. And then we've got, of course, the O-Ring in September. We've got Joe Fest in the summer. Loads of stuff kicking off with you guys. This is amazing. It's great.
Loads of stuff.
It's awesome.
We're here.
I know. There you go. We'll have to talk again very soon because I'm sure there'll be a ton of other things. I'll have my people.
As soon as you're done editing this, I'm going to release a whole bunch of stuff just to make it hard.
Thanks. That does feel like what happens a lot of the time. I've got to admit, I feel like we do an episode and then it's like, oh, and then they reveal this. I'm like, damn it. If only I'd waited.
Veebs complains that basically, because we do our videos usually on Friday and he edits them over the weekend.
Yeah.
Is that Monday
the reveals. Post office
shows up with a box of stuff and he's just like, oh, come on. Why couldn't this have come Friday?
That's amazing. No, really appreciate it, buddy. And yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you to you. Thank you for doing what you do.
I appreciate it. This has been The Redacted from The Full Force, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, Diagnostic 80. Massive shout out to Brian Flynn of Super 7. We'll stay fresh cheese bags. I always forget to say that now. That's my new thing. I tell people to stay fresh cheese bags. And then, of course, after three, you know what to do, right, mate? In fact, I've brought this just in case you forgot.
All right, just because you've made that, I can't do it straight now either.
Isn't that... This shout out to Paul Panfilone of Plastic Battles for sending me some figures and putting this in there. Mate, this is brilliant. Thank you very much. After three, you know what to do. 1, 2, 3.
Force!
Amazing.
30.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.
Access granted.